It's 6 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, welcome to Glam Network Radio. This is Crystal Willingham, and I'm happy to be with you again this evening. It is Thursday night. You know what we do. We come here every Thursday night at 6 p.m. just for a half an hour of talking, fun, fellowship, and new information. So you never know what you're going to hear today. But thank you so much for tuning in. This is Crystal Willingham again, Glam Network Radio. Glam is an acronym for God loves all of me. He loves all of you. And I love all of you as well. I said love all of you as well. Hey, listen, we're going to pay some bills, listen to a little bit of music, and we'll come back with my special guest, Aisha Taylor. She is CEO of Phenomenal, yes, an organization that is geared for single women. So if you know a single mom who needs some financial tips and need to get herself together, she wants some extra know-how in her back pocket, tag her, go to my Facebook page on Facebook, and you can also tweet me, @I_am_clearascrystal. Tag your friends and tag your single moms and let them know we're going to be talking to Aisha Taylor, and we'll be right back in a few seconds. Don't go away. Stay put.
Segment is brought to you by Rise Management and Consulting Firm. Rise Management and Consulting Firm is helping you rebuild your credit. Learn how to understand your credit, read your credit score, understand your credit rights, repair your credit, legally watch your credit score improve within 30 days. You'll get consultations, unlimited email access, and 10% off your first product purchase. For more information, visit www.risemcf.com. That's www.risemcf.com. Or visit them on Facebook, Rise Management and Consulting Firm, helping you rebuild your credit.
That's right. Rise Management and Consulting Firm has been an advertiser and sponsor with us since we began this series in June of this year. This series is called Power, Triumph, and Influence, and we have been trying to interview, as a matter of fact, 50 to 60 women, power couples, teenage females who have overcome obstacles and endured some awesome tests in their life. And when I say awesome, awesome isn't always good, but awesome tests, awesome trials and tribulations they've overcome and cast mountains into the sea. And they have done it through the power of God in their lives, working in their lives. And so we've focused on those 50 to 60 women. We started in June, RiseMCF.com, as well as SheWillMightWomen.com magazine. They've also been a very, very faithful advertiser and sponsor with Glam Network Radio. But as you know, we are on a half an hour show now because we are moving on to a new radio station very, very soon. So if you're interested in advertising with us, please give me an email. IamClearAsCrystal@gmail.com for more information. I'll be happy to send those rates right over to you. So right on the top of the hour, Rise MCF, and before we got in, that was Brian Isaac. He wrote that song for us, specifically for my talk show, and we want to thank him and give him props for that. Brian Isaac, look him up. He's another songwriter and singer that is making his way into the industry. Well, he has made his way into the industry. We want to thank Brian for doing that song for us. And coming up in a little bit later, we're going to have one more artist sponsored on the Glam Network Radio Show, and that is Trish Stanley. That's my girl. You guys know how she does it. We'll wrap it up with entertainment and worship. I'm sorry, I don't mean to say entertainment. It's worship from Trish Stanley. Right before we get started, I want to give you guys the question of the day. And the question of the day is, if you are single and you want to be found, why do you keep going to the same places? Go visit my Facebook page. I posted this today. If you are single and you're ready to be found and you have not been found yet, you have to change your scenery. If you go to the beach all the time, go to the park bench. If you're always sitting on the park bench, go to the field. If you're always in the field, travel. Do something different. Explore this beautiful world that God has created. And everywhere you go is not evil, and everywhere you go is not witchcraft, and everywhere you go is not bad. But if you spread your wings and fly, you never know where that flight will take you. So, ladies, come on, unbuckle those bootstraps or buckle them up really tight. Get to the edge of the cliff. Take a flying leap. Go ahead and soar. You never know where God is going to take you, but you got to take those walls down, girls, and do it for yourself. Do it and let God show himself strong and mighty in your life. All right. So that was the question of the day. If you are waiting to be found, why do you keep going to the same places? Ask yourself that question today. Okay, Aisha is a wonderful lady that I did not get a chance to meet online like all of my other guests, but what I did do was I talked to her by phone, and again, just as pleasant as her website, just as pleasant as her book is, she is just as pleasant. Everything about her speaks excellence to me, and that was one of the reasons why I was so excited about interviewing her. She is CEO of Phenomenal, Frugal and Phenomenal. This website that she has really targets single moms and how to pull yourself together and get it together in doing the single mom thing. Now, I know you guys think I don't know what that is and what it's like. I was a single mom once, so I know what it's like to pull that budget in and get it together. But we'll talk about Aisha's book and the five-step program that she has for all you single moms out there. I have a couple of single moms are listening in right now, so we're going to bring to the stage. I want to say that. Turn on all the lights. I don't have my applause queued up, Aisha Taylor, but thank you so much for coming to Glam Network Radio. I appreciate your presence here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored and excited to be here with you today.
So, Aisha, we talked briefly, I think it was yesterday, and we were talking about your journey as a single mom and walking into this call of helping other women get it together. Please give us a short story or a short version, if you can, because I know we got long versions of life. Give us a short version as to how you walked into this journey here.
You know what? It's so funny you asked me that question because I always say that I'm the accidental entrepreneur. And so I started at Phenomenal about 3.5 years ago. Really, I was dealing with workplace bullying and workplace harassment. And so I was being told that, you know, I wasn't as good as I thought I was. And I started to believe it. I was on the high potential path for work. And then I encountered a situation once a lot of downsizing with the company occurred where a lot of my mentors and advocates were gone. And so the people who were around me, I didn't realize at the time, were really just waiting for me to be exposed so they can kind of throw stones and watch me fail and fall. And so I didn't understand the changing political environment that I was in. And I continue to operate and treat people like the way I was used to it. I didn't realize that some of the people who were close to me were not my friends, if you get what I'm saying. And so I started to deal with some workplace bullying. And so I started at Phenomenal really because I was going on a financial journey. I was trying to really figure out who I was. I wanted to clean up my finances. And I was just kind of taking some of the challenges I was going through and turning it into a ministry. And I just had no clue that it would just end up where I'm at today, being a full-time entrepreneur. And so I got to the point where I ended up deciding to leave corporate and build my business full-time. And ended up pregnant with twins, ended up left. And next thing you know, I'm like, whoa, I was planning this journey where I would be a full-time entrepreneur, but now I'm pregnant with twins. What am I going to do now? And so I just really had to empower myself in the scripture and get to the point where I was able to just pick myself back up, dust myself off, and then keep going. And then it just turned my pain, turned my test into a ministry, because I really look at Aspen Phenomenal as a ministry. And so in doing that, I realized that managing money as a single mom was actually different than managing my money as a single woman. And so so many single moms started asking me, like, what do you do? How do I do this? I want to build a future for my kids. I want to be able to retire. I want to go on vacation. I want to do all these things, but I'm stuck. I feel like I can't meet ends meet. And so I changed the focus of my business from helping single women to helping single moms create that abundant life that they want for their family, because I truly believe that single moms should, just because they don't have a missus, they're not married, it doesn't mean that they're not meant to have an abundant life. And I'm just there to help them create that vision, to develop that financial strategy, to help them get that vision, and just really be a mentor and help them see that phenomenal living is possible.
You know, Aisha, you're a part of the process that we have been talking about all over the African-American community, and that is that we have to spend better. We have to do better. And we collectively have to come together as a village and raise ourselves. Our pillars are going home, and they're leaving here. And those of us that are left behind are not just left behind to help build the community, but we're also left behind to make sure those nuggets of our pillars continue to live on. And so I know that if you were anything like me, I had a praying grandmother, as Helen Baylor would say. And my grandmother was a woman. But my grandmother was gone by the time I was 16. And so we're missing our pillars. What kind of nuggets of wisdom have the pillars of your life planted inside of you that you now give to single women and single moms living this life in its fullness, not just struggling financially, but erasing the financial struggle, but also living life to the fullest? What nuggets do you have inside of you that you give to those women that you coach?
So one thing I always say is create the vision for your life. You don't have to take your vision in your life as society tells us, because if you look at the stats, and sometimes when you look at even the always go back to, oh, single mom this, single mom that. It's like, no, you don't have to accept life as it's given to you. You don't have to accept what society tells you you're going to be and what your kids are going to be. You create the vision for your own life. You get clear with God. You spend some time in prayer, and you co-create your life with God. I don't like to say co-create, because God is the master creator, but we have a part in it. We have to be obedient. And so I always turn back to the scripture that the Lord did not give us a spirit of fear. And so we can't live our lives afraid of how we're going to pay our bills. We can't live our lives afraid of how we're going to move forward. We can't live our lives stagnant and stuck. Turn to God and empower yourself through Him, and pick up that Bible, open it up, and really just create that life that you want to live. And you can do it.
Pick up. That was, now if you haven't said anything else tonight, if you never say anything else tonight, that is it. Pick up that Bible and energize your prayer life. It's so important that we do that. And so Aisha, tell us some of the foundational scriptures that you incorporate in your coaching. When you say pick up that Bible, what are some of the scriptures that that you have are single women? And I'm going to say young ladies, because just because you're a single mom doesn't mean you old and it's all over. So we'll call moms single young ladies. What are some of the scriptures that you've given them?
Okay, so my favorite, absolute favorite, and I don't want to mess it up, so I'm about to look it up right now, is Matthew 6. Matthew 6 about worry. And so I go from Matthew 6, verse 25, all the way to 34.
All right. All right. Let me get my glasses on so we can read.
We're about to read it. I'm about to read it. I want you to get all of this glory. I want you to get it all, because I love it. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow, is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all of these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. That is my go-to scripture, because sometimes I find myself, and like the single moms, like, I'm going through this journey too. My twins are a year. They're only a year old, so I just started this single mom journey. And so I'm not any, like, better than you. I just happen to have a financial training because my background is in corporate finance. And I teach personal finance, but I'm not exempt from the challenges. And so I go to this scripture when I find myself like, you know what, Lord, I made this healthcare premium. My premiums just went up 33%, Lord. I'm going through it too. When I was so when I was going through pregnancy, and I was thinking like, oh my God, how am I going to pay for this delivery? Like, how am I going to do all of this? I had to stop worrying and start trusting God. I get questions from single moms all the time. I'm worried. I don't know how I'm going to pay for school for my kids. I don't know how I'm going to pay for my retirement. I don't know how to do this, this, and this. And then I find myself worrying. Well, guess what? Me too. But the difference is that I turn to this scripture, and I know that God doesn't want me to worry. God doesn't want me to fear. God wants me to trust him. And I'm telling you right now, Crystal, I want to give a testimony. When I was pregnant, I told you guys I had quit my job to become a full-time entrepreneur. And I luckily had Cobra. And I was able to keep my insurance for my full-time job. So I had Cobra, and I'm like, oh, my God, how am I going to pay for this delivery? I'm like, I hope these babies come in this month, because the following month my insurance is going to be off. And literally my kids came in the last month that I had Cobra insurance, and my pregnancy, my delivery was fully covered. And that's why I say, like, you don't have to worry, because God knows what you need, and he will send the provision for you.
Now, you know, I want you to be raw for a second. And I've been down this street before, so I'm not going to ask you to go down the street I haven't driven on, lived on, had a house on, moved out from, came back. And that is being a woman of faith and having a baby before marriage. Talk to our other single moms who are dealing with a condemnation and picking up themselves back up again and living a life forward in the faith. Talk to them about that.
I think that you have to recognize that God has already forgiven you, so you have to forgive yourself. I carried a lot of guilt because my parents are married. My parents have been married since before I was born. And my parents are married. They're best friends. And for me, I felt a lot of guilt around being a single mom, because I felt like that wasn't what was expected of me. Because I had my business. I graduated from Duke University. I graduated from the University of Michigan. I have two master's degrees from the University of Michigan. I was a senior financial analyst, and at one point a finance manager, project manager. And that wasn't what was expected of me. But sometimes I have to say, women, guard your heart too, because you have to be careful about who you let in to be close to you. And you have to when you, I'm trying to see how I would say it. He said, be raw. But when you don't make the best decisions and when you're acting outside of God's will, you have to understand and listen to the calling that's trying to draw you back. And so, yes, I had children out of marriage then, but I had to separate the sin from God's blessings. The act of premarital sex was a sin. My kids were not the sin because God is the giver of life. And so I had to recognize and forgive myself for sinning. And then in doing that, recommit myself to Christ and decide to practice abstinence until I decide to get married and just continue to honor God by helping other moms and helping single moms develop a closer relationship with God, walking into the abundance that they deserve and that God wants them to have, and then being an amazing, phenomenal mom to my twins.
That's an amazing perspective, Aisha, and I'm glad that that you said that, because we have, as a church, we do this all the time, and we condemn people, and this is just the way of life, and so we have to learn how to turn off all of the outer voices and listen to the voice inside of you, which is always going to be the voice of God and speaking to us. And telling us the direction to go in. Thank you for sharing that that testimony with us. Now, Aisha, you have a full-blown, and I told you this yesterday, a very well-organized website to Pooped. I'm just, you know, amazed at how detailed this website is. But I wanted you to talk about the 5-day Phenomenal course that you are offering. And Phenomenal is spelled FN for frugal N, and then Phenomenal, FN Phenomenal, frugal and phenomenal audio course. What is that about?
So what that is it's a 5-day audio course that teaches you the 5 steps that you need to do in order to transform your finances. And so it walks you through step by step, like creating goals, what you need to do to start to make different decisions about your spending. And it gives you a good framework for how to approach making different decisions about your money. Because what I've seen is that people want to become financially free. They want to make different decisions about their spending habits, but they don't know where to start. They don't know how to do some of the basic things like, okay, track your spending. Start to look at your savings to figure out where you're spending. And what this does is it gives you a good 5-day kick in the pants start on helping you to to change how you think about your finances and giving you those initial steps that you need to start to get organized so you can ultimately see the change that you want to see in your life.
Great, great. And the book, 5+5, Phenomenal Ways to Save $100 This Week Without Killing Your Lifestyle, is a modern girl's guide to being phenomenal and financially free. We can go on Amazon and purchase that book written by Aisha Taylor. Wonderful pieces I found on the inside. It's very well worth the information. Again, just as detailed as she is on her website and laying it down for you. She's very, very detailed here. And also, you're offering a worksheet to help some of these ladies get it going. How can we get that worksheet?
Yeah, you just head over to the site, www.fnphenomenal.com. So FNPHENOMENAL.com. And so there's a sign-up box that pops up as soon as you land on the site. And you can get access to everything there just by entering your email address, and it'll be automatically delivered to your inbox. And another way on the site is if you are looking at the blog posts, because I have amazing blog posts on the site as well. If you scroll all the way to the bottom of the blog post, that's another place where you can enter in your information and get everything sent to your email. So if you
it's the hot sheet.
I have a bunch of different sites to help you save money on that sheet.
Hey, you know, when you got to pull it together and you pick yourself up and tie those bootstraps really, really tight, these are things that you learn. And also, it's very, very important to network with other single moms, other women who have
who have a goal in mind, and that is to set and make sure that you have a legacy for your children. And these are things that, again, a lot of us did not get these teachings coming up as young people. We heard about it. All we heard was go to school and be a lawyer or a doctor. But now these things that young people are facing today, you need to know how to save a penny and what it means to invest in your future. Now you have a Facebook group, Phenomenal Moms on Facebook. And what kind of what kind of perks do we get joining the group?
Oh, my God. You guys get so many perks and so many freebies. Literally, I just did a totally free 7-week grocery store budget reduction challenge. Actually, it's more than just the grocery store. It's your meal, your food, your dining reduction challenge. Because money, oh, my God, I talked to so many moms, and they're like, oh, my money is going to food. And so what I did is I created a course, 7 weeks. And I gave it to the members of my mom community for free. And I even have special guest speakers who are experts in meal planning. If you join the Phenomenal Moms Facebook group, we have a session on couponing. If you ever wanted to learn how to coupon, I have a lady who created her own couponing business. And she figured out how to cut the time that it takes to spend couponing down by a fraction. And she's going to be doing a special free training for the members of the moms group. So Phenomenal Moms, that's actually going to be on Tuesday at 9 p.m.
Tuesday at 9 p.m. I'm not a single mom, but I'm going to have to sneak in and get a little.
We got married moms in there too. We got It's all about mom love. I love it. And, Crystal, can I say one more thing? I just thought the Lord put this on my heart for the moms. For my moms who are trying to get back into faith, if you strayed at all and you're trying to get back into church, do not let anybody in the church who acts like they never sinned in their life try to tell you that you aren't worthy of stepping foot back in Jesus' house, because you are. Mm-hmm. And because I went through, to keep it all the way real, I went through an experience where there was some question of whether they were going to dedicate my children. I wanted to do a baby dedication and dedicate my kids to the Lord, and they consider not doing it because I'm a single mom. I actually know someone else who goes to a different church, but they made all the single moms dedicate their children after church was over. The married moms were able to dedicate their children during service, but the single moms had to wait till the dedication was after service. Don't let people or man or anybody rob you from your connection with Christ, because at the end of the day, Christ is going to be the thing that gets you through and gets you into heaven. And so don't let anybody else steal your dreams or rob you of your relationship with God.
Very, very awesome nugget to share. Aisha, thank you so much. Tell us how we can find you on all the social media platforms. We did mention your Facebook group, which is called, what is it called? Single Moms. Frugal Moms.
Phenomenal Moms.
That's it. Phenomenal Moms, exactly, on Facebook. Tell us how we find you on the other social media websites.
So I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Pinterest at FN Phenomenal, so FNPHENOMENAL. You can also catch me on my website, www.fnphenomenal.com. And you can always email me at info@fnphenomenal.com. And I love to hear from you. Please don't be shy. I answer my emails. I personally respond to social media posts. So please don't sit there and struggle when you don't have to. Just contact me.
Awesome. She's let it out there, you guys. She's willing and waiting for you to get in contact with her. Aisha Taylor, a phenomenal woman. Go to Amazon.com and look her up, buy her book, and go by the website. You will not be sorry. I wasn't sorry. I'm still on the website checking it out. This is Crystal P. Willingham with Glam Network Radio. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. We'll see you again next Thursday at 6 p.m. right at this spot, right here. And don't forget, visit me on Facebook, Crystal Willingham on Glam Network Radio. If you see the Glam Network Radio logo right next to my name, that's me. Come by and see me. And if you think you're interested in joining us on the talk show in the next season, by all means, send me an email, drop me an inbox. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much, Aisha Taylor. God bless you, and you all have a wonderful, wonderful night.
Go ye therefore, teach all nations, spread the gospel everywhere. Where you lead me, I will follow you. Here I am, Lord, please use me. Let your glory shine through.